News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsin Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Amid a power tussle between the center and two opposition-ruled states over the increase in BSF's jurisdictional powers, the central government has taken a stand that the matter is of national security and hence a debate over it is unnecessary. Government sources told News 18 that the debate over BSF gaining more power is unnecessary as it is an issue of national security. They said drones were being used by the enemy state and that it was important for India to empower BSF. In the past, BSF has registered its protest against Pakistan regarding drone activities. The border guarding organization lodged its first official protest after the June 27 drone attack on the Jammu Air Force Station. Sources also said police stations were not being dismantled, but only BSF range was being increased. They said it was essential in such times. According to a new Gazette notification dated October 11, BSF officials can now search, seize and arrest at par with their police counterparts 50 km into Punjab, Bengal and Assam. Earlier, the jurisdictional limit for BSF in these border states was 15 kilometers. While Assam has welcomed the move, saying it will strengthen national security, Punjab and West Bengal, which are both non-BJP states, have condemned the move, calling it an attack on federal structure. On Thursday, Shiromani Akali Dal President Sukhbir Badal was detained by Chandigarh police over protests against the order by the Ministry of Home Affairs. He was sitting on a dharna in front of the Raj Bhavan. He claimed that Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi had meekly surrendered to the centre's move. And Navjot Singh Sidhu will continue as Punjab Congress Chief, AICC General Secretary Harish Rawat said after an intense meeting with the cricketer-turned-politician at the party headquarters in the state on Thursday. The meeting, also attended by Congress veteran K.C. Venugopal, came after Sidhu last month posted his resignation on Twitter, apparently miffed at the appointments and cabinet reshuffle under Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi. Navjot Sidhu has clearly stated that the decision of the Congress president will be acceptable to him. The instructions are clear that he should work as Punjab Congress president and set up the organizational structure. An announcement will be made tomorrow, said Rawat after the meeting. Sidhu also appeared subdued. All my concerns about Punjab have been told to the High Command and I have full faith in Sonia, Priyanka and Rahul Gandhi that whatever decision they take, it will be for the benefit of the Congress and Punjab, he said. Channi had last month replaced Amrinder Singh as the Chief Minister of the state and Sidhu was reportedly unhappy with the allocation of cabinet portfolios and appointments of the Advocate General and Director General of Police. The All India Congress Committee had not taken any decision on Sidhu's resignation, while Channi and some state leaders have been trying to convince the Punjab Congress chief to withdraw his resignation. Sidhu, in a cryptic tweet on October 2, had said, "We'll uphold principles of Gandhiji and Shastriji, post or no post. Will stand by Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi. Let all negative forces try to defeat me, but with every ounce of positive energy will make Punjab win. Punjabiyat, universal brotherhood win and every Punjabi win," he had said. Sidhu had earlier held meetings and deliberations with party MLAs and leaders and workers over the organizational setup. The office bearers of the new body of the Punjab Pradesh Congress Committee and district presidents are yet to be appointed. Sidhu was made the Punjab Congress chief in July, despite strong opposition from the then Chief Minister Amrinder Singh. The party had also appointed four working presidents of the PPCC, later two general secretaries and a treasurer of the Punjab Congress were also appointed. However, after Sidhu raised questions over the appointments of Director General of Police, State's Advocate General and tainted leaders, the party formed a coordination panel for consultation before any major decision is taken by the Charanjit Singh Channi-led government. India will participate in the meeting being hosted by Russia involving the Taliban next week, the Ministry for External Affairs said on Thursday. A Taliban delegation has already confirmed that they will attend the October 20 event in Moscow for the so-called Moscow format talks on Afghanistan. Russia's TASS news agency quoted the Russian Foreign Ministry as saying. The Moscow talks also involve China, Pakistan, and Iran. This will be the first edition of the Moscow format on Afghanistan since the Taliban stormed to power. While India's first formal contact with the Taliban was in Doha on August 31, the Moscow format will enable the first formal contact between New Delhi and the interim Taliban government in Kabul. Moscow had hosted an international conference on Afghanistan in March, at which Russia, the United States, China, and Pakistan released a joint statement calling on the then warring Afghan sides to reach a peace deal and curb violence. It also called on the Taliban not to launch any offensives in the spring and summer. Since then, the United States and its allies withdrew their troops after 20 years on the ground. The Taliban seized power in a lightning advance and the previous government collapsed. Russia is worried about the potential for fallout in the wider region and the possibility of Islamist militants infiltrating the former Soviet republics of Central Asia, which Moscow views as its southern defensive buffer. In the wake of the Taliban takeover, Moscow has held military exercises in Tajikistan and bolstered its hardware at its military base there. Putin on Thursday also held a phone call with Tajik President Emomali Rahmon, in which the two leaders discussed the security situation surrounding the latest developments in Afghanistan, the Tajik presidency said in a statement. Aryan Khan, son of Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan, was a regular consumer of drugs, the NCB on Thursday told a special NDPS court in Mumbai while opposing his bail plea in a case of alleged seizure of banned drugs from a cruise ship. Aryan, 23, arrested by the Narcotics Control Bureau on October 3, will have to remain in jail for at least 6 more days as the court, after hearing arguments, posted the matter for orders on October 20. Khan and two others, Arbaz Merchant and Munmun Thamicha, have sought bail from the court of V.V. Patil, special judge for cases under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act. Appearing for the NCB, Additional Solicitor General Anil Singh claimed that there was evidence to show that Aryan Khan was a regular consumer of drugs for the last few years. He also reiterated the charge of conspiracy against Aryan based on his WhatsApp chats. Since his arrest, the NCB has maintained that though nothing was recovered from him personally, Aryan's WhatsApp chats revealed his links with drug peddlers. The ASG further contended that drugs were seized from Merchant at the docks and they were meant for consumption by both Aryan and him. The NCB was in touch with the External Affairs Ministry to identify them, the ASG said. Singh also cited a High Court ruling in another case that if an accused is shown to be in touch with drug dealers, bail cannot be granted even though there is no drug recovery. Drug abuse is affecting youngsters and being college-going boys should not be a consideration for bail, the NCB lawyer said, adding that the future of the country depends on this generation. This is not what our freedom fighters had in mind. This is the land of Mahatma Gandhi and Buddha. The investigation is at a preliminary stage. This is not the stage for grant of bail, he added. Senior advocate Amit Desai, representing Aryan Khan, said the NCB was pointing to international trafficking racket, but if the consumer states from where he procured drugs, then the chain is complete. The NCB itself had alleged that Aryan disclosed the name of Achit Kumar, another arrested accused, he said. The agency can continue the probe, but the allegation of links to international racket against Aryan is inherently absurd and false, he said. I don't think there can be a debate that the entire world is fighting the drug menace. We got our freedom and we must protect it and save the younger generation from the drug menace, the lawyer said. On Aryan's WhatsApp chats, Desai said today's youth have different ways of expressing themselves, which might be a torture for the older generation. The language could seem like something different than what ought to be expected in a court of law and might lead to suspicion, advocate Desai said. These are private moments which are being investigated. You can go ahead and investigate, but it has nothing to do with illicit behavior, illicit drug trafficking, he added. Aryan Khan had lived abroad for some time, and a lot of things are legitimate in other countries, the lawyer added. Earlier, Aryan, Arbaaz Merchant and Munmunta Meecha, who were among those arrested by the NCB on October 3, had been denied bail by a magistrate's court, which said it cannot hear the pleas in a case triable by a special NDPS court. While Aryan and Merchant are lodged at Arthur Road Jail, Thamicha is at Baikala Women's Prison in the city. Based on a tip-off that a rave party was scheduled on the ship off the Mumbai coast, an NCB team led by its zonal director Sameer Vankhede raided the Goa-bound Cordelia Cruise on October 2 evening and allegedly seized drugs. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.